This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show's Hope Jay. Right now, if you're calling number 97, oh my God, this is such a good prize.
I'll tell you.
What? Tell me all about it. It's right there.
No, I mean, I'll tell you if it's a good prize or not.
No,
let me be the judge of that.
Okay.
No, you tell everyone what it
is. And then you're going to yay or nay.
And then I'll say whether.
Okay.
Something tells me now, though, that we've gotten to talking about it, that I'm going to like it.
Well, it's right here on the list of things to talk about. Right. So here we go. Caller 97, 800-400-3697. If you are caller 97, you win a pair of three-day Eager Beaver tickets to Outside Lands 2020, August 7th through 9th in Golden Gate Park. This is Eager. You're so eager that you beavered the tickets before you even know who's playing at the dam. See? Because Eager Beavers.
Oh, at the dam. I get it. Beavers. I'm like, why are you saying dam? You know, what's your problem?
I'm just making a beaver reference. I'm going to slap the water with my tail. Anyway, if you're calling 97, Brandon, you getting the phones? Right now, 800-400-3697, you get a pair of three-day Eager Beaver tickets for Outside Lands 2020. Eager Beaver tickets go on sale tomorrow at 7 a.m. at sfoutsidelands.com. They always sell out. People are that eager and beaverish.
Oh, you done?
I am.
Okay, let
just
me.
Just fun saying beaver, you know.
I don't know why.
Really?
I was sitting here looking at my pad, mm-hmm. and the story headline from Entertainment Weekly is Yul Kwon talks about crying on tonight's Survivor, Winners at War.
Oh.
So Yul was just on our show, everyone.
Talking about crying tonight on Survivor.
He was saying that, right. And so he is doing, let's see if I can just read it to you real quick. Yul Kwon has been accused of being something of an emotionless cyborg when it comes to Survivor after all his smarts and
really?
Analytical gameplay are often credited for his Cook's Island victory, but the man indeed has a heart and shows it on tonight's episode.
Aww.
He talks about how he wants to donate his winnings to ALS research in honor of his former castmate and current friend Jonathan Penner and Penner's wife. He's donating
that sounds
his winnings.
Like he's doing the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that
I think he's donating the whole thing if he wins, but if he doesn't win $50,000.
I see.
So the guarantee.
He's matching the first $50,000.
Got it. Damn,
that's
Yul.
Confidence in his brain that his brain will make him more money someday. Mm. That he's able to say, "I could give that to."
He's really smart.
And I know.
Worked at some of the top companies in Silicon right. Valley. My guess is he's already all set. He doesn't need the money from.
Oh, you
Survivor.
Think he's already
I
set?
I do.
Oh.
Some of the places he's worked and some of the jobs he's had. Did you read through the whole
yeah, it's
list
big
there?
Stuff.
I mean, it's big. It's
Yul,
all big.
Are you already all set?
Are you texting him?
We wait long enough to think he'll respond.
Maybe.
Well, let's just sit here and wait.
30 yeah. seconds at least for him to get this.
Anyway, he talks about how he cries on the episode and opens up about the friendship and the ALS awareness. He wants to help any way that he can, which this is a good platform.
I remember Jonathan Penner, too. Like, he was what he. Did you watch the Cook Island one?
I did. I watched. I've watched most seasons.
He may have even played again, Ben.
Jonathan Penner. Can you get me a picture of that guy?
Yeah, sure can.
I can't remember why I remember him, though.
Oh, because of the hat.
Let me see. Turn it.
Because of the goofy hat he
oh,
wears.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Right.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I know it's tragic.
ALS. Well, we all have our issues, right? Yeah, everyone's got their thing. And then something that all-consuming comes into your life, and all of a sudden...
Everything else is out the window.
That traffic ticket and all the other little, life nuisances where you're just like, oh, that become nothing because ALS is all-consuming, and I'm sure his whole life is now changed for the worse.
Well, it's horrible. I mean, he's going to... The person who has it suffers incredibly and then dies an early death. It's horrible.
Right. Our text number. Oh, did I say it? So the website address for Yule's cause is ws.cbs.com/survivoralsinfo.
And they'll give that again tonight on the show. And of course, that's your homework to watch Survivor. Join us at 6 a.m. Friday morning. Yeah, Nicole, look at it. She's going, I get it. I know what my homework is. Sarah.
No, I wasn't like that.
It was.
She's always like, see you.
No, I actually like watching it. I do.
So you're saying that if I told you you didn't have to anymore, you're off the hook, guys. You don't have to do it.
No, I would watch it because you guys talk about it. So to be like in the know. Huh.
Like Fresno?
Yeah. I want to mention this real quick. I'm going to do it in the most vanilla way possible.
Oh, my God. I hate vanilla. I mean, I love vanilla.
We've received a text or two about the radio.com app this morning.
Yes.
We understand it's frustrating. We aren't in the app department.
We're not.
At Entercom, but I imagine someone's working really hard to fix it.
Did we let them know? Because it's apparently not all the stations just are.
Yeah, I talked to the engineering. They reset something.
Almost like someone who's jealous of us might be sabotaging it
or
something.
That's quite possible.
So I've read every one of your texts. We're fully aware. We also don't want to be in trouble with our bosses
for talking about stuff we're not supposed to talk about. I'm talking about that.
So if you don't mind, just know we heard you. We've passed it on.
We're super surprised and appreciate how many of you are listening on radio.com.
You bet, yeah.
Streaming's the future, people. Look at that stream on.
Right.
Keep trying.
Was at SF MoMA yesterday for my birthday. It was ghostly empty. Great for me, though. No crowds in front of me while viewing the exhibits. That's the way. I mean, my friend
Now's
who
the time.
Said
Be brave and
she's
go out.
Taking her daughters to France, Paris to be exact. She's like, yeah, we're going. And I was thinking, yeah, I bet if you don't get coronavirus, then you're going to have enjoyed a very empty run through everything. Isn't that where the Louvre is?
Paris.
Yeah.
You know, is that where they're going in France?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, all the good stuff. City of Light.
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower. All the good stuff.
Bread, wine.
The Seine.
All of it.
Little cafes.
It's going to be the trip of a lifetime, as long as you don't get coronavirus. That's the catch.
That
would
be the problem, you know.
Vinny, it's selfish me mentality. Going to taco place and putting people at risk. Shame, shame, shame.
Well, yeah, especially when you say
that guy sucks.
Yeah, he does suck. When you say you're gonna go self isolate, you go self isolate. You don't go to a public place and put your hands on crap. Come on.
My trip to Italy was canceled.
Oh, I'm so sorry. God, that sounds I want to go to Italy so bad, especially after you went, Bryn.
So delicious.
It just sounded like the most amazing trip. I would be fully off my carb diet. Flipping window.
You'd have to.
Because I want to eat my way through Italy.
Macaroni and...
Just mouth open.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come on. Get it in there.
How does she do that? It's amazing.
It's just very spitty. I'm a very spitty person.
Yeah.
It's like gargling.
I know, but I don't have enough... liquid or
but no,
saliva.
You can't open your jaw like she can either. She unhinges the thing.
It's too late. God. By the time you get those things off, I've already done it, Ben.
I hate that.
Such a baby. God.
I mean, it's sexy as hell, but I don't want to hear it. I mean, I hear it in stereo. It's awful. God. Take your bleeping tacos to go, says 408. Yeah, there you go.
Have them DoorDash. Just give the coronavirus to the DoorDash guy. Tell him to drop it on the mat and step away. Yeah, don't be an idiot, I guess is what it comes down to. You know, for us, the people listening to this show, like, we all get it. We're not going to go out there and be idiots. But those other people, listening to those other stations, bunch of idiots. God. Not us.
New tactic, using Vinny as my official COVID-19 panic meter. I'm not freaking out until my favorite fellow germaphobe is.
Oh, if you could only see him in the office.
Oh, my dad, two uncles, grandmother, as well as my dad's first cousin, all passed from ALS. So scary.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
I wish there was a cure, since we obviously have the familial version.
Oh, boy.
I have a 50% chance of getting it, and so do my kids.
If you knew you had a 50% chance of getting that or not, would you immediately try to find out, or would you just...
Yeah, I'd want to find out.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
Yep.
Even though it'll change the way you live your life.
It's interesting, though, how many families and how many people aren't aware of the things that run in their family because they don't ask the questions.
Or they're adopted.
Or they just are going to do whatever they want anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter that this might be something
I'll never live to be 50.
Well,
and then suddenly you're 50, you're like, damn, this went fast.
I think it's more about would you have had kids if you knew that there's a 50% chance that they could get this? And most people would go, yeah, I'm having my kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if there are prenatal tests. You know how they can do a draw and decide, and you would say, well, the kid's got the genetic marker, and you'd make a decision based on that. Try again.
Maybe.
It would be a curse to know that, you know, throughout your whole life that was happening.
If I knew I could do that, I would do that, knowing that my kid might be cursed with this.
If you knew that you had it in your family.
And then knew that the test came up positive for that, I would say, yeah, let's not go through with that pregnancy.
Because that's something we're going to have to tell our kid, and they could pass it on to their kid, even if they, you know.
Well, and if your kid is suffering and looking at you like, you knew this might happen to me? Or you knew it was going to? Like, you got
a positive? And you went ahead
anyway? Yikes.
It's so hard, though. It's hard.
Saw the replay
of
your Insta Live yesterday. So cute. Loving your hair these days, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, I did an Insta Live yesterday. I was so nervous.
So cute.
Thanks. It was funny, though. I couldn't figure out how to work anything. I'm like on there going, is this how you start? How do you end this thing? Like for a minute. Oh, boy.
Please read. Okay, the Outsider finale was weak. I expected way...
It felt anticlimactic, but it was...
More, especially after the spoiler alert I heard from you guys on Monday.
It was good.
But yes, Sarah, we caught the scratch at the end on Holly, but maybe that just means she's an outsider too, but keeps it under... Sorry.
Oh, like that she's like him?
That she's El Cuco?
Yeah, because she was like an outsider knows an outsider. So I actually did feel underwhelmed. I thought, well, okay, they confront him and then that's it. I thought the scratch thing was a setup for a future. Did you guys watch this too? Because you're looking at me like you care. I'll look into this room where I know people have seen it. It's really good. Solid acting.
For the other
solid
room.
Solid acting.
Like
nodding at me. And
you give two craps about what she's saying.
Really, I do appreciate it, though, actually.
I'm staring at my screen, so
yeah.
I'm part of this.
Never mind. I'm just going to stop talking now because it's time for us to take a quick break.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at
97.3.
We weren't on. Oh, you think that was on?
I don't know.
What a waste of breath.
Yeah.
I thought we were just having a fun conversation. Turns out, if we don't do it on the air, it's not worth doing.
Right. Anyway.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to our program today. You are a delight, as always, Vinny.
Thanks very much to you. Oh, thank you.
Oh, sure.
And you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks to Yule. He was really, really great. And what was that?
CBS.com.
CBS/SurvivorALSinfo.
So he had a pretty serious topic he wanted to discuss today. So that was, you know, it was great to see him. We'll get to talk with him much more extensively once his run on the show is done. And
he's a real easy guy to like.
I'll give you that.
You know, like you meet people and you just go, wow, I like you.
Yep.
So he's great.
Yeah. Very smart. Very kind.
And my prediction is he's going to win the whole damn thing.
Now, if only you can find someone to take that $300 bet.
So you're not taking the bet.
You said that I had to pick the winner.
You got to pick your winner, and I'll pick my winner.
I will bet against you that I'll take a chance on
the $300. Oh, so you're
going to
take the whole field and I'm taking the one guy.
Yes.
No.
Well, that's why I'm not going
to give the ALS.
I'm not going to take the
website $300 and be done with it.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah, I'll just do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
but if you can find someone to take your bet, yeah. I just don't have a pick. I just don't know who it could be. I wouldn't risk $300 on, you know, at this point in the game.
Where's your gambling spirit? You're the most gambled spirit
I
know.
No, I like playing cards. Now, if you get me a Survivor card game that I can make a bet on, maybe I'll take that.
I can still see the face of the guy you were punching at that table in
Tahoe. Boy, now it's a punch. First it was a smack.
As you were playing cards, and he was actually saying, please stop hitting me.
Mm. That's got nothing to do with gambling. That's just me being a jerk.
Well, but you're also having, you are an active,
because we're having a great time.
Excitable gambler.
I'm only certain things.
Well, I clearly.
Yeah.
Survivor isn't on the list.
Yeah, I just don't like that bet, Ben.
All right.
I want the whole field and you take Yule.
I'll
take that bet.
Yule, I'm going to give the $300 when I get out of here today.
All right. We should really go. I feel slap happy at this point. Like, it's, you know. After our 5 hours of talking on the air, I'm like, oh, man, I had to go to the bathroom, and there was a cup of tea. Okay, see? Really, truly. The end. I gotta go. I don't either.
Jane's coming up.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.